Jack Prendergast this time. Jack on the run inside the 45. Jack coming near the D. It's opening up for the Lismore man. He has an option outside. Chance of a goalie for Waterford. They take the shot. Brilliant goal for Waterford. Back at the net for Waterford. We said earlier he was playing well, but now he's finished well. Shawnee Walsh with the bullet. Saw him got a great goal for 4 Mile last year in the championship. Got the point, a important one for the college during the week. Now he's got a brilliant goal.
Yes, Kieran O'Connor describing one of three goals last Sunday as the Waterford hurlers got off to a winning start in the league against Offaly. David Fitzgerald's side will welcome Clare to Welsh Park in round two on Sunday. It will be our George Corbett scored a big match here on WLR. Kieran will be joined by Fergal Hartley in the commentary box and our coverage gets underway at 1:30. Well, delighted to say that Brian Flannery from the Munster Express is here to preview Sunday's big encounter in Welsh Park. First of all, Brian, you were up in Tullamore last week. How would you sum up that Waterford performance against Offaly?
Look, I suppose to 2 points on the board, and you know, it's like, you know, Davey was talking about it after that, you know, a 12-point win, you score 320. It's difficult to be too, to be too critical. It wasn't the most impressive performances, being honest with you. I think I'd give a lot of leeway because the pitch in O'Connor Park, Tullamore, was really cut up. So it certainly wasn't for a forwards game. Made it very difficult for, you know, first touch and fluent hurling was scarce, to be honest with you. And again, I suppose, look, the game just had a bit of an inevitability about it because, you know, Waterford scoring the 3 goals in the first half and there were poor goals to concede, leading by 7 at half time, and Waterford in with that strong breeze to come in the second half. I think maybe in their own heads, a lot of Waterford players probably thought that the job was done, and Waterford were quite poor in that third quarter. On 2 occasions, Offaly brought it back to just 3 points. And again, then they were hit with the sending off. So I think the last 15 minutes, Waterford, an extra man, strong breeze behind him. And really the impact off the bench was huge as well. That made a big difference. Seamus Fitzgerald got 2 points, I think, almost immediately when he came on. Neil Montgomery added another injection of pace, scored. Shane Bennett, I think, near the end came on as well. So, you know, that injection of pace kind of proved decisive for certainly over that last quarter. And I think Waterford outscored Offaly 10-1 in the last quarter. So it kind of might have flattered the scoreline a little bit at the end, particularly when Offaly were down to 14 players at that stage. But look, this Sunday is really what everybody's looking forward to. You know, a big county, big team coming to town. Waterford's first home game in the league in Welsh Park. And it was noticeable, there was quite a large Waterford number of supporters at Tullamore. So I'm expecting a huge crowd in Welsh Park.
Which Waterford players caught the eye last weekend, Brian?
Yeah, look, I suppose it was one of those sort of games where if you were to ask me who was man of the match, I'd probably be struggling to throw a name straight away. But Patrick Curran, I think, over the hour was certainly impressive. Got some good scores from distance. I think Conor Prunty as well at the back had showed flashes of some very good play. Kieran Bennett, I think, as well, for a lot of, I suppose, the way the modern game is playing, you know, that working the ball out from defence, he was certainly impressive while he was on the field. And I suppose the two debutants, you know, Sean Welsh scoring 1-1 in the opening half, PJ Fannin acquitted himself quite well as well. So, you know, I suppose, look, they're the real highlights. A lot of the impetus probably came off the bench. Seamus Fitzgerald was outstanding when he came on, 2 immediate points. Neil Montgomery added great energy, and good to see Shane Bennett back as well, and got a score near the end as well. So, you know, I suppose there was that injection, I suppose, of energy and pace off the bench proved crucial in that last quarter where Waterford outscored Offaly 10-1. But, you know, it's not a game that'll live long in the memory, I have to be honest with you. You know, and I suppose, look, it's a game that Waterford were probably always going to win. But look, you know, 2 points on the board, away you go.
Speaking of the Bennetts, Brian, it's well documented at this stage that Stephen is battling a career-threatening hip injury, but he's been named joint captain for the year. He started against Offaly up in Tullamore, got 2 goals in the space of a minute. How is he moving?
Yeah, look, you know, having listened to Davy Fitz after a couple of the Munster League games, I thought we were going to have to send Stephen Bennett to Lourdes for recovery. So to see Stephen taking the field in the first National League game was, I suppose, a pleasant surprise because, you know, Stephen has been the outstanding forward for Waterford in the last number of years. He's captain as well, which is a great honour for him on an individual basis. But, you know, look, he's been a leader since he played minor when he was 16. You know, he's a lot of good hurling behind him, and hopefully a lot of good hurling in front of him as well. You know, he's at a stage of his career that he's, you know, he's an established player. He's, you know, I suppose, look, he's like a lot of players. They're looking for, you know, I suppose, you know, titles at this stage in a Waterford senior jersey, having been so successful at minor and under 21 level. But he's a real leader, and, you know, you can see how other players react around him, and huge player for Waterford this year. And it's going to be important. You know, Davey has mentioned it numerous times that, you know, once Waterford get all their players fit, available and on the field, that they won't be too far off come Munster Championship. And Stephen Bennett is hugely important to that effort.
In terms of building towards that Munster Championship, Ryan, and the goal for all managers in that province will be to finish up in the top three. What do Waterford need to get out of this year's league in the next coming weeks?
Well, look, I suppose we've mentioned it previously. This year's league has a little bit more riding on it than previously, in that you need to finish in the top seven to be in the top tier next year. So, you know, you got to be in the top three in your group to be guaranteed tier one status next year. So that's not insignificant in itself. But that aside, look, every manager is looking to try find that one or two extra players that'll make an impact at championship come the Munster Championship. I think it's also probably a little bit from a Waterford perspective, it mightn't be necessarily somebody, you know, brand new as such, but it's, you know, players like some Michael Kiley, Padraig Fitzgerald. These are players who have played senior championship, but, you know, you're hoping that they can get, I suppose, a run injury free, and that they'll have a big impact on the championship. You know, Jack Prendergast is a player with a lot of senior experience, but again, you know, players like that, can they bring their best form to the Munster Championship? Because there's so little difference between the margins between, you know, maybe winning a game by a score and losing a game by a score. It's tiny, and that element of competition in the Munster Championship is, you know, it is really difficult. Like, you could play quite well and lose your four games, you know. So, but you've got to, I suppose, at this stage, Waterford, you know, they just need to get enough points on the board to get into the All-Ireland Series, to come out of Munster, and that's a difficult task. Those two opening games in Welsh Park in the Munster Championship against Cork and Tipperary, you know, they're always sort of very much in sight, because they will decide Waterford's season. But there's, if you look at the performance in last year's championship against Tipperary, if they can bring that form into this year, you know, Waterford will compete with any of the counties in Munster. And you just then, that's where you need, I suppose, the difference between, you know, being close and winning Munster Championship games is your big players giving big performances. You know, whether that being a Stephen Bennett, a Tadhg Na Bhfirce, Jamie Byrne, Caelum Lyons, Mark Fitzgerald is a big player now in this team, Connor Prunty, Desi Fitzgerald, you know, like Desi Hutchinson.
Patrick Fitzgerald,
Desi Hutchinson, the Ballygunner duo. That's going to make the difference. You know, your big players delivering big performances. You know, so is there a player that we don't know about going to emerge? Probably not. You know, that doesn't typically happen. But it's great to see, I suppose, there's a lot of positivity, you know, so early in the year. Blackwater College winning the Munster B title up in Lismore. Setu Waterford qualifying for the Fitzgibbon Cup semi-final, and so many Waterford players involved. You know, that has to be positive. And if they can, I suppose the big difficulty in general for Waterford is that getting everybody fit and available for those Munster Championship games, which come, you know, in such a short period of time. And that's often where your strength and depth is tested. And, you know, probably Waterford has been found wanting in that in the last few years, where if you're missing one or two of your key players, have you the strength and depth to win these big Munster Championship games? That's the big question.
How important is it to win these league matches, Brian, in terms of building momentum and confidence ahead of those Munster Championship fixtures, especially the first two against Cork and Tipperary at home?
Oh yeah, I think it's hugely important because, look, 12 months ago Waterford had a mediocre league and they carried that sort of indifferent form into the opening games, you know, and really you're on the back foot from there on. Look, the game against Clare up in Turles last year was, particularly the second half, was quite messy. Not a good performance. I you'd have to believe that Waterford will be really on home turf in Welsh Park with Brian Lohan and his Clare team coming to town, that this is a, you know, and Davey has spoken about wanting to engage with the Waterford supporters, wanting to get the Waterford crowd on side, you know, wanting to give them something to shout about. You know, this is a big opportunity, and as I said, I'm expecting a huge turnout in Welsh Park Sunday, and I think everybody is just hoping to have something to latch on to, and that some positivity and a win would be huge for Waterford.
And there's been a lot of positivity in the Fitzgibbon Cup, Brian, and you mentioned Mark Fitzgerald there, who's playing a starring role for UL at the moment. I had Kieran O'Gorman on a couple of weeks ago, and he said to build your defence around Mark Fitzgerald. But the question is, where's his best position?
Yeah, look, like most good hurlers, best position is probably in the half back line, but may well, you know, operate on the closer to his own goal, to be honest with you. You know, I suppose, look, a lot will depend on availability. Callum Lines, you know, Jack Fagan, Tadhg Na Burka, you know, that wouldn't be a bad starting half back line if they were all available. Conor Prunty with Mark Fitzgerald on the inside line in front of Sean O'Brien is probably where we'll see him. Look, Mark Fitzgerald, he was probably Waterford's best player last year in the championship. You know, so he's had a great year, and I think the confidence, you know, I watched him last year playing with UL, the confidence he gets from, you know, playing, I suppose, at that level in Fitzgibbon Cup. And like, it is just Fitzgibbon Cup, it's only a small notch then to senior intercounty. There's, you know, that level is quite high. So any of the Waterford players that are lucky enough to be playing at that level, it's great preparation for senior intercounty. But yeah, look, he's a gem of a player. But Waterford will need everybody. You know, I think everybody has a role to play, and be interesting to see, I suppose, can we get, I suppose, you know, the likes of Jamie Barron or some of the more established players back in action this weekend as well. I'm sure, you know, Davey will be anxious to get as many players involved as early as possible in the league. You know, it's noticeable, a lot of teams, you see Patrick Horgan lining out and Conor Lehan for Cork. I think teams are, there is definitely an air about that this year's league is a little bit more important, and teams are taking it that little bit more serious. So I'm sure, look, the Fitzgibbon Cup does complicate it a little bit as well. I think in an ideal scenario, you'd love to leave the Fitzgibbon Cup players rested for the semi-final next week, but that's probably unlikely. I think needs must, and I wouldn't blame Davey Fitz for that. Look, Waterford, this game Sunday against Clare, Waterford really need to put in a performance in front of a home crowd. Be a real positive boost to get a win.
Yeah, and on that team, Brian, do you think that Davey will start Padraig and Patrick Fitzgerald after their exploits with SETU Waterford on Wednesday night?
Well, I would anyway. No, look, I mean, they were absolutely outstanding for, what are we calling it, SETU Waterford now. Look, they were outstanding in Fitzgibbon Cup. You know, to score 6 points from play, the Kilrossan team, man, like, I mean, he's been, you know, I suppose, a real bright spark in the Munster League as well. You know, he's a player that's going to be looking to put down, you know, to in the championship. I mean, that's where he wants to become known. He's obviously, he's well known here in Waterford, but you know, he has a lot to look forward to. And Patrick Fitzgerald, again, look, you cannot have enough score getters in your starting lineup. It's, you know, it's one of the reasons I've always, I suppose, campaigned probably for Patrick Curran as well. You know, you look at Patrick Curran, I think 3-4 points from play against Offaly last weekend. Patrick Fitzgerald, Padraig Fitzgerald with the college. As I said, you need to build quite a big score these days to win games, and genuine score getters, you can't have enough of them in your side.
Clare are also coming to town after a win last weekend against Cork, Brian. How do you think they'll approach this year's league?
Yeah, it is interesting. I suppose that, you know, it was a big boost to win last week and knock off Cork in Ennis. Again, they are without a few bodies. Tony Kelly, you know, is unlikely to maybe see any action in this year's league. Shane O'Donnell is usually rested as well. But having said that, you know, when you look at the quality that they have, Mark Rogers, you know, again, talking about Fitzgibbon Cup, he's another gem of a player with UL. Andrew Meehan, I think I remember both Mark Rogers and Andrew Meehan playing in Welsh Park for Clare Minors just a few years ago. They're real top class forwards. David Fitzgerald has been, you know, in real all-star form, you know, for the last couple of years, probably at centre field for Clare. They're one of the teams I really enjoy watching. You know, they're an entertaining team, Clare. You see the likes of Shane Amore, they have that sort of swashbuckling hurling style. Peter Duggan, you know, these are all fabulous players. And really looking forward to looking at Clare up close and personal. They're probably the county that has got closest, and okay, they've beaten Limerick, although not knocked them out of the championship, probably beaten them at the wrong stage. And unfortunately, they've, for whatever reason, they've struggled against Kilkenny then in All-Ireland semi-finals or in knockout championship. But they're probably the team, if you were to ask which is closest to Limerick at the moment, it probably is Clare. They've had a fantastic run, winning an All-Ireland minor title last year. They were in the Munster under 20 final as well last year. You know, there's obviously a lot of good work going on in Clare, and you know, they're doing obviously an awful lot right. You know, but they are a team to enjoy watching. You know, as I said, once Waterford was knocked out last year, I got to watch them once or twice live as well. And you know, they're a team that certainly they're easy on the eye. But it's, you know, obviously there's the Brian Lowen, Davy Fitz, you know, former teammates, former colleagues. Not the best of friends, we're led to believe anyway.
So yeah, I think that's fair to say.
I think that's a fair assumption. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be plenty of photographers with cameras certainly zooming in on the sideline. So there's a huge amount, I suppose, on the field, off the field. But, you know, for the Waterford GAA public to have, you know, Clare coming to town this weekend, first home league game, brilliant opportunity, I suppose, to get the whole family out, get a big crowd into Welsh Park. And, you know, as I said, there's definitely, you know, the players, the team management, you know, they'll be up for this. You can be absolutely under no doubt about it. As I said, it'll be interesting.
So both teams are going to go at it full throttle, Brian. Which team is going to come out on top?
Yeah, look, I think Waterford's need is that little bit more. I expect that all the counties are going to get the 2 points off Offaly, you know, so it was a nice start last weekend, but, you know, it really, the league begins for Waterford this Sunday against Clare. And, it, you know, it's like all these, we say the same about the Munster Championship, you got to win your home games. I expect, you know, probably a stronger team again this weekend. And, yeah, really looking forward to it. And I think, look, Waterford have the players to win big games. And you know, you got to build that confidence going into championship. It's no point expecting that you're going to turn up in April, May in Welsh Park and win big Munster championship games. You need to knock off the Clares when they come to town in the league as well.
Just a couple of quick fire predictions, Brian, on the other big games over the weekend. We have Cork Kilkenny in the renamed Super Value Parky Cueve.
Yeah.
7:30 start. How do you see that going?
You're getting a nice, great game to have of a Saturday evening, and it's something to look forward to as well. Again, look, I think Cork got a lot of criticism after last weekend. It's a home game. They'll be under pressure to win this one. I fancy that, you know, in Parky Cueve, I'd fancy Cork in that one.
And the other standout fixture, Tipperary Galway, Semple Stadium, Sunday, 3:45.
Yeah, again, you know, Tipperary were very disappointing against Galway in the championship last year, particularly in those closing stages. You know, and Liam Cahill has made no secret of the fact that, you know, with Galway coming to Semple Stadium, that, you know, there's, I won't quite say scores to settle. You know, a league win isn't going to compensate for last year's defeat. But I think it was the performance that stung Liam Cahill and Tipperary more so than even the result. I can see a big Tipperary performance, and I'd probably fancy Tip again on home soil to win that one.
Well, Brian Flannery from Munster Express, thanks a million for dropping in the studio this evening.
Cheers, Tomás.